is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Democratic senator has been granted his request to meet with the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Photos show Chris Van Hollen sitting at what appears to be a restaurant table with Kilmer Abrego Garcia. The lawmaker spoke beforehand.
If the government of El Salvador remains complicit in the illegal detention of Mr. Abrego Garcia in CICAT prison, then there will be, I think, actions proposed to resolve this very issue.
A federal appeals court has rebuked the administration over its claim it's unable to bring Abrego Garcia back. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In a scathing ruling, an appeals court calls the defiance shocking. A federal judge ruled there is probable cause to find the administration in criminal contempt after the president refused to turn around deportation planes to El Salvador. Continue to do so.
Students at Florida State University ran for cover when a gunman opened fire on campus.
You got the desks and started piling them up against the door. It was pretty hectic. Why did things like this, you know, keep happening? I'm at a loss for words, honestly.
Police say the suspect killed two men who did not attend the school and wounded six others before he was shot by officers and taken into custody. They say he's the stepson of a sheriff's deputy and allegedly used her former service weapon in the attack. Officials are still investigating a motive. No motive yet either, after police say a U.S. military veteran who hijacked a small plane in Belize and demanded to be flown out of the country. They say he stabbed two passengers and a pilot before one of those injured passengers shot and killed him. Luke Martin, public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Belize.
You know, we're very sad something like this happens, particularly on this Thursday. Everybody's casual. Everyone's getting ready for a long weekend with family, etc.
Another delay for the Menendez brothers' bid for shorter life sentences and possible parole as they serve life in their parents' murders. A resentencing hearing in L.A. was put off after a disagreement over part of a risk assessment report. Defense attorney Mark Garagos.
This is a DA who made up his mind and did no hard work in terms of his position.
A sign of possible grace for Charlie Hustle? President Trump met with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred at the White House this week. Specifics unclear. In February, Mr. Trump called for Pete Rose's pardon. Was banned from baseball in 1989 for betting on the Reds while he was team Rose here. Markets are good Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts you need fast. Parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Make sure you're weather aware. There's a severe thunderstorm watch for the listening area until 11 a.m. this morning. Keep listening for the latest, and we'll have more coming up in the forecast. A gas main break in Kenosha last night led to residential evacuations. Homes and residences near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets were impacted. The Kenosha Fire Department was dealing with several medical calls. Police were dealing with traffic control. We're working on learning more about what happened and the impact. A Racine officer saved a man from a burning building last week. Some Kenosha cops also filled that hero role recently. Kenosha's Kyle Topple, Charles Lyons, and Matthew Lovell received awards this week from the mayor for saving a man who was unresponsive and not breathing. The officers were able to get to a 63rd Street home quickly back on February 15th, and they were able to resuscitate the man. The officers from both the communities are receiving accolades. Racine County's outdated juvenile detention center closes soon, with 25 youths moving to the new Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That move will take place May 1st. The facility features classrooms, mental health suites, and outdoor courtyards. The goal is to move from a punishment-based rehab to an educational and mental health rehab. The facility is named for the late county executive who pushed early for the Caledonia facility. And let the roundabout talk begin. A new Racine County roundabout is being planned for the intersection of Highways K and V. The plan is moving ahead thanks to a federal grant of just over $500,000. The county board approved the project this week. Reduce the high number of crashes at that intersection. Design work will start next month. It is expected to wrap up by 2029. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players to really figure out the NFL, and usually by their third, fourth year, they stand the game. And I think comments about we need to start competing for championships. Hey, Packers, we know it's all about winning championships.
Mark Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be severe. Wind, even an ice possible. Be weather aware today. Our high right around tonight. Gradual clearing after midnight, 44 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Old people are creepy, right? Oh, I don't want to be old. It's creepy, isn't it? I talk to my parents on the computer all the time. We Skype, you know, so they can talk to my kids. That's what I'm going to become. It's a nightmare. They're there in their house all blinky and nervous and bad lighting. It's like watching a bad hostage video. It's so uncomfortable. My mother's blinking Morse code. Get me out of here. And she thinks the closer she gets to the camera, the better we can see her. So she puts her whole head up there. On our side, it's just this giant old eyeball on the monitor. The kids are crying because a cyclops just ate their Grammy. They're a mess. I don't even let them watch my kids anymore. You put old people and kids together, who's watching who? Really, I took them all out to eat at the same time. It was a disaster. I had to treat them all the same. Zip them all up in their jackets for the ride. Give them all a juice box just to shut up. As soon as you open the door, they just scatter. My father going one way, the kids going the other way. Walk into the restaurants all filled with silverware and glasses. We're not going to need any of this. No. Jell-O all around. Everybody gets a Jell-O.
Oh, Mr. Fonz, one fine day at 6:10. Local news, 10 less hits at WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. As you've been hearing, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. You know what that means, right? Severe thunderstorms are possible. Doesn't mean they're going to happen. It means they're just watching. It's possible. Other than that, a cloudy day today. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 70. Wow. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 44. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs near 53. But the temperature's dropping real fast, huh? And Easter Sunday, cloudy. Chance of showers. And it looks like a high near 49. Whoa. How did we go from 70 to 49? Currently, right now, we've got 49 degrees with clouds at Radio Park. Coming up later on this morning, we have got tickets to give away. One more day. This is it. All I got left to the Milwaukee Film Festival starting on the 24th of April, running through May 8th for 15 days. We'll give those tickets away this morning. I think we have a couple of pair to give away. And talking about movies, Brett Hoffman coming in from Marcus Theaters at about 7:35. And, of course, Mike Clemens wraps up the week in sports at 8:50 this morning on this Good Friday. It's 11 minutes after 6. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, where we are always happy together. Here come the Turtles now.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it's me. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Turtles have it together. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 6:14. Don't forget, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. We'll keep you on top of the weather. You know about that five-second rule? That, right? It says when you drop a piece of delicious food on the floor, as long as you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's fine to eat. Did you really believe that? A scientist on TikTok, by the way, scientists are now on TikTok, put the five-second rule to the test and found that drop food always whether it's 1 second or 1 minute. Now, you didn't really believe in that five-second rule, did you? Occasionally, I'll drop something on the floor and eat if it's in my kitchen. I think we've all done it, right? It's 6:15 at WRJN. Oh, yes. Summer's coming. That means the Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks surprised like an
ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Now you got an ace.
She'll have fun
until her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Until her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Daddy took the T-Bird away. Mean Daddy. 617 Local News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Hey, we're proud to be a co-sponsor of the Milwaukee Film Festival April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film, from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted comedies and everything in between, will be shown at the Oriental and on the east side of Milwaukee. Learn more online at WRJN.com or see our latest newsletter or tickets. Let's do it right now. I got another pair of tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival. You get to choose any movie you want at the film festival over the course of 15 days. We'll show you where the list is. You pick the theme, and you go with a guest. Want to do that? All right. Give me 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756 if you haven't won any tickets yet. 262-634-9756. The phone lines are open. Give a call. We'll plunk down on one of the people and give away the tickets this morning.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurnee Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only, WRJN Big Deals.
Summer heat is just around. Your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all. And installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-5175, or visit their website, AEHVAC. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on or call 262-275-1033.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
With local news and now timeless. URJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Said the Shirelles. I love them. It's 624 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Remember, there's no such thing as a free car. Do you remember when Oprah Winfrey gave everyone in her audience a car? Remember that back in 2004, made the news and everything? Everybody got a car. What she didn't tell you was you have to owe $6,000 to the IRS. All those people had to pay $6,000. A lot of them didn't have it. They just had to sell the car. They don't tell you that part of it, do they? All right. Of course you got to pay. You got to pay taxes and all prices, but they never mentioned that part. The Hollies. Here's Bus Stop.
Bus Stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus Stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, check out this cop. The Highway Patrol added a Corvette to its fleet. Almost a good reason to become a police officer. The fighting that's going on. Who's a Corvette today? You know that's happening, right? All right, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 11 a.m. this morning. We'll keep you up. WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed.
Wonder what she's doing tonight. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, we've got tickets to give away in the next half hour or two all morning long. We're giving away tickets to the Milwaukee Phillies. A last time away. So stand by your phone for your next chance to win. All right, right now, 6:30 on the noggin. Let's get the latest news. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Make sure you're weather aware. There's a severe thunderstorm watch for the listening area until 11 a.m. this morning. Keep listening for the latest, and we'll have more coming up in the forecast. The name on the sign out front says the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That center will open in Caledonia May 1st. It's named after the late county executive who pushed early for the project. Efforts at the facility are said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. You can find out more about how many kids will be there and how the place will operate online. It's a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. Phase 2 is set for July, impacting Augusta to Melvin. The Red Cross is recruiting volunteers to install smoke alarms in Racine homes May 3rd. They're looking for three-person teams who will also help families create escape plans. It's a nationwide event with volunteers being sought locally. You can find more on the Red Cross website.
And Gateway Technical College has opened a place to help students in need. It's called the Connection Center, and it's now operational at the Racine campus. A statement says the goal is to support students with food, clothing, and access to community services. There's a food pantry, access to professional clothing, and help with housing, mental health, and transportation needs. School officials say they want to help students overcome challenges so they can succeed. And WRJN, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A recent report has come out showing the trends within the fast food industry. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and coming up next, we will talk with Cody Koster, a dairy analyst and broker with Everag, to see what is happening within that fast food industry and what that means for agriculture.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at Cody Koster to see what is happening within the fast food industry.
Quarter one earnings from like McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, fast food restaurants that use a lot of dairy products, especially the barrel for their cheese on burgers and such, was down. It was down significantly. Different companies reported 6 to 8. The highest I saw was 10% year over year. But I think because the tariffs going on, a lot more people are holding monies in their pocket, maybe not going out to eat as much. If they went out 3 times a week, I've heard some people try to cut that back to 1 just because they're trying to save the money in case we go into a recession, which is kind of everyone's general fear when these tariffs originally were put on a few weeks ago.
Koster says that with fast food restaurants being a huge supporter of U.S. agriculture, this could come to hurt producers in the end. For the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. Management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at seed.com.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for nominations of producers for the Wisconsin Cranberry Board. These nominations must be in May 30th. In other news, the Wisconsin Custom Operator Survey is going through some changes. It will now be directly ran through the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. With the look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the event.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. Our high right around 78. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Valentine's Day. Anybody? Anybody love Valentine's Day? Who here hates Valentine's Day? I hate that. If Cupid were here, I'd rip off his wings and punch him in the diaper. Let's go. Yeah. Let me tell you why I hate Valentine's Day. Because a few years ago, on Valentine's night, I thought I would have a nice romantic evening in with a lady. But little did I know that that same night, her ex-boyfriend thought he would try to win her heart back. And being the sweet, romantic guy that he is, he thought the best way to do this would be to get all coked up. And then jump through a window and try to murder me. Don't woo that. I know you fellas are thinking, like, why didn't I think of it? I know. There's always next year. Because you know what? It works. They're still together. It's great. Don't feel sorry for me, though, because, you know, I got a cash settlement out of the deal. And I'll tell you this right now. Getting stabbed actually pays better than comedy. So...
Hits with the Trogs and Wild Thing. It's 640 at WRJN. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect on this Good Friday. It's going to run from now until 11 a.m. this morning. I was outside to the right over the lake. Looks nice. To the left, west, looks very ominous. Just be aware of it. Just be aware of your surroundings when this storm hits, and it probably will. So just be careful out there, right? 641 at WRJN. I saw this video. It's really neat. As a matter of fact, I saw it on YouTube. Then last night on ABC World News, they showed it. Hundreds of bookworms near Ann Arbor, Michigan turned out to help an independent bookstore move to a new location last Sunday. Serendipity Books in Chelsea, Michigan, and the owner needed to move into a bigger location around the corner from the old one. So more than 300 people lined the sidewalks and moved one book at a time like a human conveyor belt. They moved over 9,000 books in 2 hours and kept them all in alphabetical order. The owner says she would have had to close down for several days if she had done it the normal way. Yeah, they one book at a time right around the corner. It was really neat to see. And next time I move, I'm thinking of doing that. If I move to a different state, I'll just line up people, thousands of people, and just, you know, pass my furniture down the line. Here's Glenn Campbell on WRJN.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. you'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. Call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Glenn Campbell, by the time I get to Phoenix, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:44. Hey kids, remember this next time when you're in high school. All right. Weird Al Yankovic started the Volcano Worshippers Club at his high school in California. Now, he didn't worship volcanoes, neither did anybody else in the group. They did it just because they wanted to get another photo of themselves in the yearbook. That's pretty clever. I like that. I should have thought of that when I was in high school. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect at 11 a.m. this morning. Careful out there, okay? Right now, got the Big O. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, pretty woman.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman. That's the way it must be, okay.
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news, Tam Lissett to WRJN 647. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this year. We're seeing. All right. Did you know Zoom went down, the Zoom on your computer? Zoom went hours on Wednesday. A bunch of remote workers got the day off or at least got out of boring meetings. Yeah, I didn't know it went down. I don't use Zoom a lot, so I didn't know it went down. You know what we got for you right now? We got the Milwaukee Film Festival coming to Milwaukee. And it's going to be through May 8th at the historic Downer and Oriental. The Oriental. I think it was built around 1919 or something. They kept it in mint condition. So if you want to go see any movie for those 15 days at the Milwaukee Film Festival, I got a pair of tickets now. Tickets yet? Give me a 263-956. 262-634-WRJN. Give a call. And when the lights blink, I'm going to plunk down on one of those callers. 262-634-9756. Give me a call right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets, all right? Let's see what we got here. Hi, what's your first name?
Arlen.
Arlen?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Remember the TV series Arlen that was on? Do you remember that?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Yeah, there was a TV series named Arlen. He was a baseball, I think, or a sports reporter. Anyway, forget about that. We've got Arlen. We've got tickets for you to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival. You can pick any movie you want from the list. And we'll get you those tickets, and you can take somebody, have a nice night at the film festival. Who knows who you're going to see there? Might be a famous star. You never know who's going to show up at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Arlen, what town are you calling from?
Sturtevant.
Sturtevant. You had to think about that. It's tough. Okay. Arlen, be careful with the weather out there, and hold on the line. I got to talk to you a second, okay? Don't move anywhere. All right. Arlen gets the latest pair of tickets. We still have more to give away this morning to the Milwaukee Film Festival from WRJN.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. LifeMD helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for
for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
Life ND helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On VolunteerWisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
And the Supremes, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Appreciate you joining us here on this Good Friday today. Let's see. There was something I had to tell you. If I don't write it down, I kind of forget it. All right. Well, anyway, police, when they pull somebody over for speeding, they always make up some kind of story on why they're speeding. Oh, I had to go to the bathroom. Oh, I had to do this. Right. It was kind of legit. The cops in Florida pulled over a vehicle this past Friday, flying down the road at 105 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. Turns out it was a young bride who was late for her own wedding. The cops still gave her a ticket. Well, she was going excessively fast. I'm sure if it was 5 miles over the speed limit, they wouldn't have given her the ticket, but couldn't let that one get away, huh? We've got a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. Just be aware of it, okay? Frankie Valli now at WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Who's 90 years old and still performing. Can't take my eyes off you. Wasn't 90 when he recorded that, though. A local news and timeless hits here at WRJM. Here's something you don't hear every day. Police in Washington State are looking for people to get high on marijuana. The cops want to practice on them. The volunteers need to bring their own weed, but the cops will provide tasty snacks. How's that sound? All right, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. Cloudy afternoon showers, thunderstorms, highs near 70 today. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Cloudy, 53 tomorrow. Easter Sunday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high near 49. Right now on this Good Friday morning, it's cloudy, 49 degrees here at Radio Park. It's exactly 7 a.m.
The CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollens met with the man mistakenly deported to El Salvador a day after he was turned away from the notorious where the man's being held.
The senator posted a photo of their meeting on X.
I do intend to keep at this until we ensure that Mr. Obregón García has his rights to due process.
The Trump administration has said Obregón García was rounded up with alleged gang members due to an administrative error. But last night, the White House's deputy press secretary called Van Hollens' visit truly disgusting, accusing the senator and Democrats of prioritizing the welfare of an MS-13 terrorist. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Federal appeals court calls the administration